This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Man, I wish we had a four-day week. We worked yesterday. I love four-day weeks because it feels like the week just flies by. And we're going right into that NHRA weekend, which is going to be awesome. The gambling, the fun, the perfect weather. They're going to go 400 miles an hour this week. Tell you what, after yesterday's NASCAR event, I hate talking about motorsports, but again, Jose, talked to Jose Miza last night. He's the animator guy that does stuff for us. Everyone's saying, he was talking to me. He goes, man, I didn't know about NHRA until you guys told me to go. And he goes, you're absolutely right. I've tried to explain it to people. You can't. Take a first-timer to the NHRA this weekend and just let them experience it. They may not like the sport. I don't particularly care about the sport of, you know, drags and funny cars. It's fun, but I don't follow it. But when it's here, holy Moses, is there a better experience for your senses? The earth moves. It's a different dimension. You can't explain it to people. It's so fun. So
it's a power you've never...
You can't even
experience.
Grasp it. Standing next to, I've stood next to, I accidentally, before 9/11, wandered off onto the runway at San Jose's airport. I was lost.
What?
And it was a long story. The cab dropped me off. It goes, and I went through this chain link fence opening, and I'm like, I'm on the runway. This is not the way into the airport. I don't know what's going on. And I walked backwards in, and a guy escorted me around. But I'm standing next to jets that were on. Burbank's airport, the jets are on. It's nowhere near the noise you hear when those when they
10,000 effort down, and
boom, the world changes. So, yeah, that's coming this weekend. That's
I just
ridiculous.
Need something for the downtime between races. Maybe we get some cheerleaders out there, some hot cheerleaders.
Well, the only problem
I don't know.
If there's a wreck or something.
Yeah, and then they're fixing something, clean the track.
That does. But when it's a beautiful day and you're drinking beer all day,
right.
That's why
you
the gambling
get distracted
part.
By the
Look,
beer and the gambling.
Part of the thing I do is the gambling. The gambling makes it fun, and while you're setting up the gambling's next, because we race like bottle caps, hats, driver's licenses, and we don't know what we're going to do next, so we have a table, and the vibration, because the earth rattles so hard, moves your items.
Wedding bands.
Yeah, we've done rings, we've done shoes, it'll move shoes across the ground, so in between races, we're setting up what the next thing's going to be, so that does kill a lot of the downtime, but yeah, my only beef with it is the pussy cars. They have the cruddy cars that, you know, only motorsports guys like, and I'm only in it for the monster noises.
Yeah.
Like the ones that go, bang! I'm like, pfft, pfft. That thing went 173 miles an hour. I'm like, yeah. Bleh. Bring on the power. But you can't explain it to people, the eargasm that's coming again this weekend. Oh!
The motorcycles make it curious a little bit when we're coming up on.
Nah.
But it's not
it's
the
just
same
an annoying
sound.
Whine.
It's the opening band, you know.
It is. Yeah. It's the... Don't bore us. Get to the chorus. You have one hit. Let's go. I don't need eight songs. They give you like 10 races. Boy, he went real fast. 160 miles an hour. 160 miles an hour. Give me 330 or just shut this thing down.
Dude, that Ford Escort's really...
He's up. Moving. He's a wheelie bar. He did that whole wheelie bar, didn't he? He's like, 160.
That's powerful for an Escort.
I can get up to 160 if I really push.
Your girl Brittany Force set a record. Last weekend, I think.
334 or something like that. It's crazy. Well, they'll probably do it again this weekend if it's 80 degrees. They're going to blaze that thing up. Oh, the noise. So, yeah, we got that coming on. So, getting excited. It's a great week. And you can just go through your four-day week and get to the weekend faster. But, man, oh, man.
And our first responder post is still up on our Facebook page. If you're a first responder and you want to go this weekend with Brady in the suite,
yeah,
just post your name and the outfit you're with, and we'll pick winners later this week.
And, again, all you need to do is be a first responder or a liar. And go on our Facebook page and say, I want those tickets, and I think Toledo will handle it. But you know guys with the fire department and everything else. To them.
They can call them out.
It's a learner in row thing. So
there is
cool.
No 51st.
They put it on us to get it out to them. I don't care if there is or not, to be honest.
No, I don't either.
If you're a liar and you get it
over on that, if you're willing to put yourself in that environment with those
guys.
Guess
what? You're going to sit with the first responder.
Yeah.
So enjoy that when they're like, who the hell are you? And then be a better liar. I'm family of a first responder. He's over there getting beer. Who is it? Ken Smith?
How about...
That's paramedic Brad.
How about Go Bold? I'm family of a fallen firefighter.
Oh, man. That's
there's
too,
a special
too
place
far,
in hell.
Too far. Too far if you're getting too far.
Yeah.
You should go to hell for thinking
that's
Toledo.
Too far. I'm the dark one. Knock it off. Stay in your lane. That's too far for me. My father died in 9/11, running up the stairs.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Renes.
Oh, my God. Liar. Oh, yeah, that's a tough one. Although, now you think about it, might be kind of a fun day to wink and nod at the person you got in with you. You believe this? This is a tough day. Anyway, it's going to be a great time this weekend. So keep an eye on our Facebook page, Lerner and Rowe. Giving back once again to our first responders. We're the ones divvying out the tickets. So if you know somebody who's a first responder, like, dude, let's go to the NHRA. Call him, have him sign it and get on there. Or just do it and lie. It is time now for the Brady Report, which is brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And Hooters does love the Hooters customer. And proving it, we told you about it yesterday, they're going to offer 10 boneless wings and fries today for $6.99. That's right. All day today for under $7, you get yourself 10 boneless wings and fries. That's $7 for a meal. A meal, I tell you. All day today at Hooters. I remember when I worked at Tony Roma's and we had that coupon. Half rack of ribs for $6.99. That was in 1993. Still a good deal. Oh, did I hate the coupon people, though.
We have a coupon. Okay.
All coupon people are
I used to be like, the last thing you want is two old people. And you'd tell them one per table.
But, okay.
One. You get one. This person who's ordering here. And then I would get real. But you can't split six ribs, you mother.
Why is the coupon such a bad
Because you
thing?
Bust your ass and the place
Same
is
work.
Packed and it's a dollar
Half
tip,
the money.
Maybe.
Oh, because it brings the amount
down.
Yeah, because
the price. Oh, and especially when they will split.
So those dicks wouldn't even factor in the
No, they're
the,
old
that
people.
It would be
they're old.
A more expensive tab.
Look, they were World War II people. This is the old people of
and
early
1990s. They weren't getting up and leaving anytime
nope.
soon.
And they would
it's the
sit.
Greatest generation, John. You got your mouth.
Those racist piles of never tipped. Greatest generation, my ass. Sure, you fought for stuff, but I'm glad you had PTSD and nobody would help you because
what's wrong with you?
I had PTSD.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Look, I'll take over the darkness. Toledo's opened up the door. I'm thrilled that half of those people had the PTSD. I hope Normandy was hell for you because you ruined my life at age 19 so you didn't have to spend more than $7 for
it
you.
Made you the person you are today.
Miserable motherfucker.
Thank them.
Yeah, you should be thanking them.
I would thank them to their face. They'd come in the middle of the day. Like, we got the coupon. It's like one per table. Oh, these rat mother would sit at separate tables across from each other. One then. Are you kidding me? You're going to sit across from her?
Think about it, man. They came from the Depression.
Yeah, good.
I mean, that's why they're
Can I get a pint of
Are you
sauce?
Blaming that?
Here's the other thing. They came out of it.
Yeah, they survived it.
If you're still in it, it's not time to go eat.
Got a coupon.
And then I get so mad at the owners. Like, why do we sit in these meetings? Why do we have this goddamn $7 coupon? You guys complain that the sales are low. We're packed every night with the cheapest people ever. Well, it's bringing people in. It's our job to sell them dessert. They'll sit at separate tables, sir,
right.
to not spend extra money. They're not getting desserts and drinks.
Water, coupon.
Upsell.
And God forbid they came in with that entertainment book. Oh, Brady, I'm about to do a lap.
You know who you should be mad at is the Tony Roma's.
I was.
For making a system where, you
Very.
Know, tipping, you had to rely on tips.
Well,
we should all
well,
be fighting back
that
against
system, that.
That's not Tony Roma.
Well, the system was just
oh yeah,
spread like wildfire.
Yeah, yeah. The tipping problem has always
Instead
been
Instead of paying your employees what they're worth, we're going to
yeah,
make
but you couldn't,
the customers pay.
Because then the customers wouldn't come. Because the ribs would have been $44.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, to pay a reasonable wage.
They've,
we were doing pretty good. But
They've done it in some
places. It doesn't work great. Look, Brady, would it have worked in your restaurant to pay people $20 an hour to wait tables?
No.
No. It just doesn't.
It was tough even.
Yeah. The tipping thing works for waiters. We've just spread it out to too many things. You got to tip a thousand people. The valet. And some places don't even let you park anymore. You got to pull up to a valet and give him $3.
And just ask the people that are working there. They still love the tip system.
Oh, the tip system's great when it's reasonable. I had to valet my car the other day at the bank at the Esplanade. And I pull in, and I'm like, and he goes, valet is free. And I'm like, fantastic. So I'll be back in 1 minute. Literally, I'll be back. I have a thing to drop off and come back. Went in, came back out. He had just moved my car 17 inches. Literally, just... Keys were still in it, And I walked up and I'm like, I'm out of here, man. He goes, let me get those keys. I'm like, where are they? He goes, inside. And I'm like, I got it. I can get in. He goes, oh, no, no. Basically opens the door, hops in, hops back out. And I'm like, and he's standing there and I'm like, no.
Not today.
No. There's, you've done nothing that's earned money.
Complete Larry David.
Yeah, I was like, no. And then, but I left feeling kind of bad.
I know.
Because we're in, totally entrenched in
tips. I got to give them.
All I need to do is think of those World War II veterans not tipping me change for breaking my neck for your old ass, being nice to you.
What is that there?
Oh, that's an onion loaf. It's onion rings in a loaf.
Is that part of the coupon?
No, it's not part of the coupon, you old bat. Ugh.
That's an excessive amount of onion.
Oh, it's a lot. Look at that loaf. We want that brick. Yeah. What's the brick thing?
Shut up.
You don't want that, Grandma.
Old man pissed himself once at the restaurant. Ugh. Stayed. We had to bleach the thing afterwards. He's covered in his own urine. 90-year-old man. That coupon was... Oh, man. Coupons. Anyway, Hooters, $6.99. I'm sure they're going to be thrilled to see you. But that's an all-day sucker. It's not every day. The Hooters girls would kill people. They'd kill people. You're not getting all dolled up every single day to roll in for a... Every day for a group of $7 people. One day for customer appreciation, I'd have been fine with it. But, oh, it lasted all year. Brady, it's time now for you to do this. Brady, report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Hi. Happy National Drink Wine Day.
Oh.
And good news for wine
drinkers.
Wouldn't
it just be Wine Day? Of course you're going to drink it.
Good news for wine drinkers. Whether you have a sophisticated palate and you buy expensive bottles, or you just like going for volume. The price of wine is at a 20-year low.
Oh. We've got a glut of grapes.
Yep.
Well, what is that not to be confused with? National Pour Wine Out Day? Of course, drink wine. What's with the action word?
Got a couple of fun facts. The city of Kakura, Japan, was the target for the second atomic bomb in World War II.
We missed.
It was cloudy there.
Oh, man.
Lucky.
Oh,
so then they go move it over to Nagasaki.
Blow something up. We got to take one of these towns out.
Where are the clouds
that's
clear?
That's the greatest generation. Pair of binoculars and a hole in the boat. Drop that thing. I don't know. Here's good. Oh, that's fantastic. How come I've never heard this before?
Me either.
It's too cloudy. We can't kill a bunch of Japs here. What are we close to? I don't know. There's one over here. A bunch of Japs live there. Knock it out. Well, that was so Hiroshima was day two, right? Nagasaki was the first one, or was it?
No, it was the other way around.
Was it? Okay. Hiroshima was one. Nagasaki was two.
Yep.
But it could have been some other place.
Kakura.
Wow. How many people lived in Kakura? Was it bigger than Nagasaki?
I didn't look into that.
Wow. That is a bold audible.
Something has got to happen.
Is that the Enola Gay or was that just Hiroshima? Did the Enola Gay do both runs?
No.
I think just the first just one. And then, so I don't know who the...
Hiroshima.
Great trivia question.
It is, yeah. I don't know what the second bomber was. Did it matter?
The United States Postal Service handles 47% of the mail in the world.
And the Boy Scouts handle the other mails.
Yeah. All right, at the time, Kakura had a population of 130,000 people, and they estimated that 57,000 would have been wiped out.
Close the door on that cloudy little berg. Whoa, look like rain! Lucky. I hate rain. I bet you don't anymore.
Apparently, there's a saying in Japan, the luck of Kakura. You think?
No Every kidding. Time it rains, you're like, huh. You know, you never ever frown on a cloudy day. Why is that, hero? Well...
Let me explain.
Let me tell you something.
According to the police report, Tupac's last words were, I think I've heard this. But
oh, yeah.
F you.
F you to the cop that was asking him who did this.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on like the 20-year anniversary of that thing at least, right? 25, 23? When did he get shot? 97 or 8?
He had an didn't see it on this day in history. Yeah. But
September 13th, 1996.
Oh, my God.
There's an article in the New York Times. They just attempted to answer the question, what's the worst smell in the world? And they've narrowed it down to two possibilities.
Well, I guarantee you one is not going to be on there, but it's got to be hooker.
Hooker what?
Not sure if they looked at it. Yeah.
The hooker.
There's not enough experience with that to qualify for the survey.
Oh, there's plenty of experience with it, but nobody's going to pop off. They'll say broccoli or Brussels sprouts before they go, well, of course, the real answer to this, we all know.
The first.
But nobody likes to bring that up in a survey. That's not going to be on the census.
Well, the first one is something called U.S. Government Standard Bathroom Malodor. Scientists was developing a stink bomb for the Department of Defense in 1998. Tested tons of scents and found the smell of the latrines from military fields was the most universally repulsive. So she developed her stink bomb recipe off of that.
Porta John's in the summer in Phoenix.
The second substance is called thioacetone. It was invented in Germany in 1889. Apparently the smell was so bad when a small amount spilled in a lab made the entire city sick.
Wow.
But no one's exactly sure what the chemical makeup of what they spilled is.
I do.
The best bet for the worst smell in the world?
Hooker.
It's a battlefield toilet.
It's a tight battle.
Sad news.
You see it sometimes walking down the street, the crackies that you know.
That we know.
That you know do the thing for money.
Oh, okay.
Guarantee you that is a...
Yeah, you could kind of...
If you could bottle that and squirt it in a buddy's face, oh my God, this is the worst smell I've ever... Yeah, you know that's the worst. I think I could...
But if you haven't experienced it, how do you know it's the worst?
You can just imagine it's the worst. And then, I mean, nobody's ever gone like to a cracky hooker and gone, it's better than I thought.
You're going into that thing knowing it's bad and it's going to overachieve. We should bring one in, give her a whiff, and then have Brady live in a Port-a-John for an hour.
That long?
I could live in this for months as long as I don't have to smell that awkward thing again.
Come on over here, Brady.
Now combo it, and you've got a bomb. You could put a bomb of latrine waste and hooker. Drop that on that cloudy city in Japan.
There's a certain part of America that's crying today because Red Lobster has announced that the Cheddar Bay biscuits are now only two biscuits per entree. It used to be unlimited.
What the?
Oh,
that is garbage.
An unlimited amount of those biscuits?
Oh, yeah. They'd bring them out by the bundles.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Four of those. It's like the breadsticks at Olive Garden.
Oh, my Lord.
Unlimited bread.
I didn't know that.
You go there just for those things.
That's all we need.
Shrimp, whatever. Just bring on the biscuit.
I think I didn't know that because I was at Red Lobster last time I was there, probably Langosta Roja, like 20 years ago. They brought you the thing. That was very nice. God. And you eat one. I didn't know you could continue to eat them.
Those biscuits.
They're good, but that's a lot of bread.
Yes, it is.
And the Olive Garden has you there, too. So they just keep – but they just keep bringing it. You don't have to ask. There's just bundles of bread.
Actually, Lisa and I went to the Olive Garden the other day, and they brought us two.
Two sticks?
Yep.
And you have to ask for more?
Yeah. I was like, well, that's a first.
Wow.
Maybe they're doing the same thing as Red Lobster.
Maybe they thought
just trying to pace you a little bit slower.
Yeah, maybe they thought you guys need to slow down.
You guys look like I'm going to slow you down on that.
The more you ask.
And you don't need that much starch.
We actually appreciate it.
Yeah.
I didn't want any more.
Your husband looks terrible. I'm not bringing any more bread. I would have said that at Tony Roma's. Look, $6.99, no bread for you.
It's like the same as when they set the chips and salsa down in front of you at a Mexican restaurant. It's like you can't stop yourself.
The bartender at La Piñata looks at you with this twinkle in his eye.
Your food is almost ready. Would you like some more chips?
Look, Ben, what do you think I want on this? Yes, I don't want them, but you're going to – of course I have to have them.
You're tempting me.
Don't you want – and they're always meat – dude, you want a third bowl of chips?
You son of a bitch.
And more salsa?
You mother. Yes, I want a third bowl of chips. I was kind of hoping you wouldn't notice. Or you'd at least bring out the food I've already ordered.
The worst is that you're on if you're in Vegas or something, and you're like, I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
Bring on the chips.
You bring another bucket of chips to the chip pigs here. This will be your fourth bowl of chips. Well, yeah, because you're taking forever to make a burrito. It's like a two-minute operation.
Table cinco.
Table cinco had five bowl of chips. There were only two of them. These people mow chips down like they're insane, like John Deere through a field.
Jose,
more chips.
You know what your job is.
And then you tell them no.
No? Like they're, no one ever says no to the chips. They're free, you know.
You sure?
No. We want to make sure that you feel like shh when you leave La Piñata.
And then I do.
Oh, I do. I will. It's 10 minutes of glory for the 4 hours of absolute hell I'm going to go through later.
You should eat another bowl of chips, you gordo piece of shh.
Not doing it again. See you next week.
Do you not want some more chips? How about another margarita? That'll be three. That's three margaritas and five bowls of chips.
And you haven't even eaten yet.
I hate you. And in just moments, a fat red enchilada is coming your way with rice and beans. You're going to explode tonight, my friend.
And then you know what? You're going to have the flan, too.
And the nerve they have. Here's your meals.
I notice your bowl of chips is empty.
More?
More chips with your food. Mass? You fat piles of...
How about some fried ice cream after
that? Oh, did we save room for dessert? No. Oh, you're going to have a little
flan.
15 pounds of ice cream covered in caramel? Deep fry? You can resist. Also, you can eat it with chips. You high blood pressure piece of...
They're drug dealers.
They are. And they know their drug is...
Yep.
Can't say no.
Stephon Short.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Boxcar was the second one to drop the bomb, huh?
Can you read the Nagasaki there on the side of it?
No.
Based out of Salt Lake, apparently.
Mormons.
Well, they put that on after the fact. The Nagasaki. They should have had the first Kakura crossed out, then Nagasaki. Right.
Where does it say Nagasaki?
Right next to the...
Right. Okay, I see now. All right. And that we're celebrating that? Being the place they blew up.
Well, you asked if somebody says it was called Boxcar.
Boxcar, B-O-C-K-S-C-A-R, Boxcar. And that one was number two. Yep. First guy's reported back like, nightmare, dude. Don't know what we just did.
Do it again.
We harnessed the sun and we threw it at people. All right, so tomorrow at 8 a.m.? Yeah, got to get Boxcar up and do the same thing.
Don't forget your glasses,
Hope it's not cloudy.
Captain Bach.
Man.
So Stephon Short lives in D-Land, Florida, and Friday night, someone spotted him shoplifting ribeye steaks from a grocery store, shoving them down his pants. The manager started chasing him and grabbed him. Stephon wiggled out of his clothes, ran out of the store naked. The cops were waiting outside.
Well,
they tased him.
Wow.
How loose were his pants if he stuffed steaks down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty loose. They're nice. Probably sweatpants.
I don't think it's taking a lot.
Gotta have elastic bands around the ankles.
Well, he was tased, and either accidentally or maybe a little on purpose, because the taser prongs went straight to his genitals.
Oh, thought it would hit a steak and would have made it perfect for me.
Wow, if he's without pants.
Oh, this guy's going to get a modeling job. He's a very handsome man.
Yeah,
needs a haircut.
Him up,
clean him up.
Clean him up a little bit.
He looks just like the hot felon.
Right, with the teardrop tattoo.
The other night, my brother-in-law is at the house, and we're watching TV, and the girl from, she's married to Ally G. What's her name?
Oh, the girl from Wedding Crashers?
Yeah. Can't remember her name, but she's on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah. And we had just
Isla Fisher.
Yeah, Isla Fisher. So we just gotten done talking about how crappy Rodney Peete looks, the two of us. We just got done talking about how crappy Jeff Garlin looks on Curb Your Enthusiasm, how he just looks like garbage. And then... Isla Fisher goes on there, and Sean, my brother-in-law, says, wow, she's aged a lot. And Megan goes, guys are such jerks. I'm like, why?
Well, you never bring it up.
I'm like, we talked about how ugly the other two guys are, and you don't.
Well, just because they are.
Like, man, chicks are scared of aging. This is going to be a good weapon for the next 20 years. Well, she's past 40. She's aged out. She's no longer viable in the looks department. She better have a personality. That should scare you, ladies.
So your wife just blocked out all the bagging you were doing on the dudes.
Well, it doesn't count when we do it to guys.
Doesn't even faze her.
Who goes, she said it. Like, Jeff Garlin looks terrible.
Well, he's always been fat and ugly.
Oh, okay. So it's okay to do it then? And Rodney Peete, who was on this dog show, looks old as dirt because I haven't seen Rodney Peete in a long time, although he does those weight loss commercials. But, you know, Rodney looks awful. for because I haven't seen him since he was a spry NFL quarterback. So I'm like, wow, he has aged. Isla Fisher goes, you guys are assholes. Like, why? Rodney Pete looks terrible, too. That's what TV's for, so we can point out who looks bad openly without ramifications.
Hey, here's a news flash. Uh-oh. We're all going to look terrible.
We all look like garbage eventually.
When you get older, I don't care what you're
doing. I mean, not as fast as women do it. Men age much more gracefully, but still, sure. It's not our fault.
By the end, you're going to look awful.
Everybody looks cruddy dead.
When that nurse is wiping your ass.
Yep. Nothing about you looks pretty in the end. But, I mean, we at least have till we're like 60 to start going, oof, man, sure. I look like garbage. Women, 35. Woof. You don't look like you used to, that's for sure. And it's because you pin all of your hopes on your looks early.
They're like it's like baseball players. Like they peak in their 20s, you know, and then there's kind of a crossover.
Women and athletes are very similar. Their lives peak early. Pretty women. I'll say pretty women and athletes. Ugly women, you got it made forever because nobody ever expects anything out of you. Of course you age poorly. You look bad when you were young.
Somewhere around
eventually
40.
It's a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
They go down and we kind of stay the
looking,
same.
Yeah, we start looking sharp.
Too okay.
I like it. I have no issues with that. I've looked like crap for 47 years. I'm waiting for the day. It's like, you know what? And I'm starting to look in the mirror. I'm like, not bad for the first time in my life.
It was a little weird when you were bald in your 20s.
Yeah. Oh, I was horrible. And now I'm looking around like, age of pro. Actually look pretty good compared to other dudes my age right now. First time in my life I could look in a mirror and go, acceptable. That's as far as I'm taking it. It's the word acceptable. Not going to kill myself today based on the visuals. Women, pretty women, put all their weight on their early, and they don't develop personalities. And a pretty girl who starts working on personality early, that she's way ahead of the game. Because when she's ugly in her mid-30s, forget it.
Don't start yapping about J-Lo either.
Yeah, right. She's an anomaly.
Needle in a haystack.
Yeah, she is the outlier to your 50-year-old world. That is, again, why, and I'll repeat this, when there's a headline of J-Lo's ass being exposed in Ipanema, J-Lo's ass at 50. Again, Ariana Grande's age never mentioned when you see her butt. Look at this 23-year-old ass. Can you believe it? Yes.
Vandals hit Plymouth Rock and other landmarks in the town just last night. And Plymouth prepares to celebrate the 400th anniversary of the pilgrims arriving on the Mayflower.
Why did vandals hit it?
Decided to spray paint the rock.
What'd they say?
I can't really read it.
Vatos for life?
Yeah.
Go back to where you came from?
Yeah. No more immigrants. Build the wall.
Build the wall.
Build the wall on Plymouth Rock would be awesome.
The other thing is interesting.
Go back to Mexico. That would be even better. It's up there in Massachusetts or wherever it is.
There's a art museum in Pennsylvania that had a 400-year-old painting that they had thought had been out of Rembrandt's workshop. It has now been authenticated to be a original masterpiece by Rembrandt himself. That art museum is Allentown.
In Pennsylvania?
Yeah, the Allentown Art Museum.
Oh, my God. They just found a Rembrandt?
Yeah, it was a portrait, a painting called Portrait of a Young Woman.
And it's been authenticated.
It was done. So how much for Allentown's... years I thought it was in the studio of Rembrandt, but now...
It's like a $100 million painting.
Yeah, it's got to be.
And they didn't know? It was just hanging on the wall? We're like,
It's from the studio. You know, one of the apprentices.
But in Pennsylvania?
Well, that's where they... Yeah, in that art museum. There's
yeah, but still...
People that will have pieces from the studio all over.
But no one knows who did it. That's my thing. It's like they're just
right, until something. Now they're going, nope, I can tell
I
by
what made them look into it. I think that's a Rembrandt. Let's check. That's crazy. I don't think that's going to happen anymore.
It's just
no, you know what I mean? Like 150 years from now,
oh,
nobody's going to say this is the great 2000. And like, I think everything
you don't think
is
Banksy will have something?
Everything's so documented now. I don't think you can have those moments anymore. Yeah, I don't think things are going to pop up. Like, maybe buried, that would be the only, but otherwise.
Keziah Josiak is 20 years old, and she just had a baby. and she was getting ready to go out to dinner with her boyfriend, James Smith. The 5-month-old baby, Raph, needed some feeding. So she whipped out and started feeding Raph. She is she likes hitting the tanning booth and then also puts the tanning.
None of this makes sense. What do you mean she likes it in the tanning booth?
She likes to hit the tanning booth twice a week and then uses the bronzer. Well, she used the bronzer the night before, and it didn't soak in all the way. So the pictures of baby Raph breastfeeding is a dirty mugshot. It's pretty funny.
Got a little 5 o'clock shadow going because mom's boob bronzer. Mom's pretty hot. Hope she's got her personality because it only lasts for 15 years, sister. Plus, you've already got a kid, so strike one.
We'll end it with a radio video. This is a dog video, and it's you'd never guess this is the dog, the noise that it's making. You know, when the dogs reach up and clamp onto a rope, and usually they're growling when you're playing tug-of-war. Well, this dog's growls are a little bit different.
Okay. All right. Let's take a look.
Come on.
Looks like a cheetah. What am I looking at? That's the dog. I think he's hurt.
Yeah, no, it's...
Yeah, you're not supposed to hang him.
No. It's bad for his spine. That's pretty awesome. There's a dog named Mo that's on Instagram. Not Mo Radio, but a dog named Mo. You can search Mo, and his screams are hilarious. I don't know if you can find him that quickly, but he was just on the rescue dog show. They did a big dog show for rescue animals, and Mo's a rescue, and then they're like, best couch potato, best, you know, wrinkles and things like that. I don't know, Mo the dog or something like that. But Mo screams. Just put Mo the dog screams in your search. And his scream is hilarious because he came in second or third with best talking. And there's one dog that won't stop going. It's like 24 hours a day. It'll drive you nuts. All right, Toledo's nowhere near it, but he's falling for a Samoyed, so. Never mind. Yeah, just Google it.
Yeah, he's on Instagram.
I don't know what you're doing. He fell into the trap of social media. And here's dogs.
There's a lot of pretty pictures.
There was a lot of nice things to look at. There's Mo. Watch this. This is Mo the dog. Oh, I get a commercial for VRBO.
In case you're interested. All right, here we go.
That's probably around. Here we go.
I think it mostly sounds like
the weirdest thing ever.
Velociraptor.
Maybe that was Mo on the rope.
It just screams. Maybe.
Sometimes it sounds like a woman. And then sometimes he does these chirping things that make him sound like a bird.
Elf.
It's a sound that has a lot of variety to it.
Do the other dogs hate him?
Probably.
Hey.
You're annoying.
I'm down here. Don't forget about me.
He's the Jennifer Tilly of dogs.
He literally just walked into my life at the right time. I was returning to my apartment, and I thought I saw the silhouette of a dog from a park.
Oh, she found him in the middle of the rug.
I just want to say I'm normal looking, but I have a voice that makes everybody uncomfortable. Speaking of uncomfortable, Brady.
Yeah.
You're a weirdo.
I like you.
I'll never forget that day. 20 years on the air, that's probably my favorite moment. The great Jennifer Tilly telling Brady, you've
Who
gone too
you?
Far, just looking at me.
Who's that? Who are you?
I'm Brady. Happy you're here, lady with boobies.
You make me uncomfortable.
I'm like, oh, this is great. I remember afterwards you tell me.
I didn't think she's that attractive.
Yeah.
I don't like her that much.
Uh-huh.
She's mean.
She's not my type. She's a mean lady.
You should move him out of the way.
You were the first Me Too before it even happened.
I'm going to find that.
I know what you're doing. You're weird.
She could feel your heat.
Yeah.
I asked her something and that bothered her.
You're acting
I thought it was a question
weird.
Like, what are you? You're weird.
Eyes were, no. You were eye raping her. And I think you had a couple moments there where you.
She caught you.
You got a little like jumpy. It was false starting. You were doing some false starting.
Why is is he leaping at me? Oh, it's weird. I don't like him.
Yeah.
He looks like a room and he's like,
yeah.
Okay. You got any pets? You're weird.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll ever find it, but it's fun to listen to. I like Jennifer Tilly. She aged out, though. It's 7:56, as they all do. Somebody just texted me and said, Ashley Judd, have you seen her? Now, let's not be mean to Ashley Judd. I did see the recent pictures of Ashley Judd, and everybody went crazy, like, oh, my God, she's on prednisone for something's wrong with her. So her face mooned up like an orangutan. And so she was out in public supporting some Democratic candidate, and everybody's like, Ashley Judd looks terrible. Oh, it's awful. Oh, too much plastic surgery. It's like, no, she's sick. So wait for her to deflate and then tell her she looks old.
Yeah, she lost it a few years back.
Sure.
She was super hot for a long time.
But let's not jump on her while she's on the pred, yeah, right? Yeah. She's got prednisone and her face mooned out.
Give her a break.
It's called moon face. Prednisone causes moon face. So she needs it for, like, her kidneys are failing because she's old.
It was brave.
Yeah, it was brave for her to go outside looking like that. But she's still, you know, lovely lady. Lot to offer. Just cover that thing up while she's on the pred because it was creepy and people are mean. But it'll unswim. Remember when Jerry Lewis showed up for the telethon at like 480 yes. pounds? Same stuff. He looked like a pumpkin. They tried to color him in orange and like, no, it was bad. And there you go. That is your Brady Report brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's 98.
Station identification.
KUPD, Arizona.